I leave the high Sierras and head further south towards the capital, Mexico City. 30 miles from the modern capital is a much older one, Teotihuacan. The only way to grasp the true extent of this ancient wonder is to take to the air.
Perhaps it's not surprising that Teotihuacan, when they came across this extraordinary place ringed with volcanoes, decided to try and build their own imitation of these great heaps of fire and build one of the most extraordinary cities of antiquity. It's huge, and you only get the real scope of it from up here.
Once the largest city of pre-Columbian America, Teotihuacan, at its height in the 5th century AD, had a population of up to 250,000. But by the time the Aztec Empire flourished 1,000 years later, Teotihuacan was long abandoned, its origins and its inhabitants shrouded in mystery. When the Aztecs settled in the region, they were so impressed that they called it the birthplace of the gods. I'm invited by celebrated archaeologist Sergio Gomez to accompany him to his excavations deep under the temple of Quetzalcoatl.
Nos vamos a descender aquí para entrar al túnel, ¿ok? Tienes que usar un casco.
Tengo que botarme un casco, sí.
Tienes que usar un casco. Esto puede
estar. A long tunnel leads to the epicenter of the pyramid and various chambers, which he believes may be royal tombs.